speaking of taxanes, Mark, you know, there's a lot of interest and excitement in nab-paclitaxel on breast cancer, but I don't get a lot of that out of you all in terms of lung cancer. It's been looked at your place. What are your thoughts about where it might be heading, both in terms of the question of could it provide increased anti-tumor effect, do the benefits in terms of lack of premedication, et cetera,
make a
difference practically in these patients?
Well, I think the lack of premedication and ease of administration enhances some practicality aspects of the drug. Is it a better drug, I think, is the central question. And there's a phase 3 trial that's just started. I don't quite know how many patients are on it yet, comparing carboplatin with carboplatin. So I think that until we know the results of that trial, I don't know that there's been a lot of enthusiasm for using it. It's quite more expensive than generic Taxol. So I think that's been an issue.
Yeah, that always comes up. And usually ask breast cancer docs, if NAB were the same cost reimbursement, would you use it or Gramophore? Most people say, yeah, sure, we do it.
And like in my practice, I mean, 10 years ago, pretty much all I did was carboplatin. Now I'm doing a lot more Carbogem and Carbolimta, and all these other agents are available. So the taxanes have kind of become a bit less prominent in my practice.
Vince?
I just make the point as part of an auto critique and co-author on that paper that when we studied docetaxel, 12 years ago, Ron identified our patients as Olympic athletes because we had a 38% response rate and a 9-month median survival at a time we didn't have second, third, and fourth line treatment. So I think the jury's out on whether this imparts better efficacy, at least in some subset of patients.